Okay, so we're on Lama Gimel, around 10 lines from the top. So it says, Afilu nachash karuch alaki v'lo yafsik. Even if a snake is curled around his heel, means around his feet, he shouldn't interrupt his shmona esrei. So Amar of Shesha lo shana lo nachash v'lakrab posek. So Shesha said it's only a snake. If it's a scorpion, he has to interrupt. So Rashi points out, it means that, well, we'll see in a minute. He says, the idea is that the scorpion is more likely to bite you than the snake. That's what he wants to say. So Meitvei, on this we ask a question from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Nafal gova rayod, if somebody fell into like a lion's den, emidim lav shemeit, we wouldn't testify that he's dead. And there was always someone who's just fallen into this like pit with the lions, so I wouldn't be able to testify to his wife that your husband died. But if he fell into a pit with snakes or scorpions, then I could testify that he's dead. So the point is that that here we're saying that if you fall in with the snakes, you're dead. And above we said, like the snakes, you know, it's not such a big deal. So the Gemara says, Shani Hatam, the Agib Itza Mazki. So he says, over there, in other words, when you flop on top of the snake, he's going to bite you. Yeah. The scorpion is likely to bite one way or the other, the snake, if you drop on top of it. So it means that the pshat in the Mishnah is that the Mishnah is talking about a situation, and this is the way Rav Kahati had it, it's either the snake's not poisonous, or it's not likely to bite you. That's a situation so you shouldn't be mafsik. If it's the poisonous snake you're worried he's going to bite you, then definitely you would interrupt. Okay, on Lamed Gimel Aleph, the second wide line. Now, there's machloket rishonim. What does it mean when we say lo yafsik? If snakes around your, in other words, like the Mishnah said, afilu amelech shoel b'shlomo lo yafsik. Even if a king says shalom aleichem, don't interrupt. So there we understand the interruption would be that I would say back to the king, you know, aleichem shalom or whatever the greeting would be. With the snake, when it says I shouldn't interrupt with the snake, what type of interruption is the Mishnah talking about? Well, that's the $64,000 question. Is the pshat that I'm just going to walk into another location? In which case, we're identifying that just walking is a hafsaka in Shmona Esrei. Or does it mean I'm going to give a kashrai? Help me, I got a snake here. You know, can you help me out? So the Tamina Rabbeinu Yonah take it that walking in the middle of Shmona Esrei is not a hefsek, and it's just, and the Mishnah is talking about calling for help, but the Rush learns that no, even walking is a hefsek. So it comes up a lot of lemaises. Sometimes you have a situation, sometimes a person's davening, let's say they need a sitter, you know, they forgot it's Rosh Chodesh or something, they don't know Yalla V'Yav, whatever they need, so can they walk to a different location? So I think the Poskim say under those circumstances you walk to a different location because you'll go like those Rishonim hold that walking is not a hefsek per se in Shmona Esrei. Okay, back in the Gemara.
Is that better than
I think it's better than making noises. Yeah, I think that is better than making noises. Okay, now, let's see back in the Gemara. On the second wide line. Amar of Yitzchak Rosh, Shvarim, Posek. If a person sees oxen, he should interrupt his Shmona Esrei. The Tani Raboshia, Raboshia taught the following Braisa. Marchikin Mishortam, Chamishimama. In other words, if you see a short tam, a shore that doesn't have a history of goring people, if say 50 amot away, usually we say it's like a foot and a half, 75 feet, when we shore muad, kimloinav. But from a shore muad, you have to stay kimloinav, like as far as you could see. He says, Tana Mishmei de Rab Meir, Tana taught in the name of Rab Meir, Reish Torah B'dikula, if the oxen is in like, his head is in the basket where he's feeding, Salik L'Igra B'Shalik Dargami Tutak, so climb up to the roof and throw away the ladder on beneath you. In other words, like you got this animal around, they're very dangerous. Amar Shmuel, Ani Milei B'Shur Shachur V'Yomei Nisan. So Shmuel says, if it's a black oxen during the month of Nisan, Nisha Satan Merakel Ben Karnav. Satan is dancing between his horns. It means that after the winter, you see like the ox sees all the green pastures, he gets like Meshuggah, and that's the most dangerous time to encounter the ox.
That's when he should hide?
That's when you definitely have to avoid these oxen. The Mishnah says short time chavishimana short muad klumoinav, but the Braisa taught the name of Meir like if the ox has got his head in the basket, so climb up to the roof and throw away the ladder. Means do whatever you can. So he says it's just that's the Shor Shachor and the Yomei Nisan. That last time. Piece about going with the ladder and throwing away throwing away the ladder, and it means something similar or something similar, not lopped off of that. So Tan Rabbanan, and we learned the Braisa Masav Makom Chashia Road. There was an incident in one place where there was an Arod. Now Arod, a lot of places in Shas and the Mishnah means like a type of donkey. But here it does not mean that. Okay, please, let's have silence to the Mishnah, okay? Okay, please, just hold all comments, thoughts until I get to the Mishnah, okay? So the second narrow line, so Rashi says, Arod is menanachash bahatzav, that it comes as a cross between a snake and a toad. He says, but either way, it's like some small creature. So Tanu Rabbanan, masim makomachashi arod, it was an arod, vayamazik at a briot, it was like injuring everybody, like biting it. Bovo dilo the Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. So I told Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, who is a well-known tzaddik, he's throughout Shas. So Amar Lehem, Heruli Achoro, show me where his hole is. So Ruach Achoro, so they showed where his hole was. Now Tana Kibol Piachor, Yatzau Neshacho Omeid, Oto Arod. So he put his heel on the hole, and the arrow came and bit him, and the arrow died. So Nitaloak Tefo, so he puts the arrow on his shoulder. Vevi Lebeit Medrash, he brings the dead arrow to the base medrash. Amar Lehem Reubanai, says, see my sons, in arrow meimi, lochet meimi. It's not the arrow that kills, it's the sin that kills. Biotosham Ru, oil and dump shabagabo road. This is a nice line to remember. What are the person who encounters an arod? Voil and arod shabagabo rabbi chanin mendosa. What are the arod that encounters rabbi chanin mendosa? Let's look at the Rashi, the fifth narrow line. Umeid Harod. So Rashi says, Matzati balachot gedolot. I found in the work halachot gedolot, which is from the time of the Gonim. Amri b'ma rabbi, they say in the West in Eretz Yisrael, sha'arod no sheichar adam. When an arod bites somebody, ima arom kodem lamayim made ha'adam. If the arod then gets to the water first, the person dies. Ima adam kodem lamayim made ha'arod. If the man gets to the water first, then the arod dies. So it's like a race to get to the water. The one who loses that race is the one who's going to die. So he says, v'nasa nesu reb chanina, v'nivka maya and a miracle put for Rabbi Chanina, and like a spring came out near where his heel was. Now, there are a number of questions you can ask on this story. The first is, how is it that Rabbi Chanina can put himself in Makom Sakana? Because I'll teach us, you're not allowed to put yourself in Makom Sakana. And yet here, apparently, he was putting himself in Makom Sakana. So the emes is, according to the Yerushalmi, there's a different version of the Yerushalmi, according to the Yerushalmi, he didn't put his heel on the chor, and it was he was davening, and the arod came and bit him during his tefillah. That's the way the Yerushalmi learns. So not that he was setting it up that way, but that's just the way it occurred. But even
the way... changing the whole thing.
Well, that's...
He told him, take me there.
Right, so it's a different... The Yerushalmi has a different version of it. So he says that... But the arod dies. The arod still dies. So we could still say it's not the arod, it's the maid. But it's the averot that kill a person. But the other point that they bring up is like Rabbi Chanina Mendoza was a tzaddik. So when a person, in other words, like there's a cheshbon in this world, you know, God weighs everybody with zechuyot and chaverot, you know, averot. But the shana sakana satan makatri. In time sakana satan is makatri. So a person has to do what he can to secure himself. But there are some, like the middle of the Chinuch says, there are some people who are unusual tzaddikim, and they're in a different getter. So you could say that he was like this unusual tzaddik, and he was in a whole different situation. All right, whose question comes to mind? I did.
What's the idea? He got to the water first.
What? Oh, you mean according to the halachot gedolot? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the only time I say according to halachot gedolot, it just sounds like that the miracle was that the spring happened near him. You're right. Then right. Then it's not
weakens the miracle.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Okay. I'm going to move on. Did you want to say something? I don't know, Dave.
No.
You good? Okay. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay. Now. Okay. Matnitin. We mentioned Gvur Kesham and Tchira Meitim. Tchira Meitim is the second bracha of Shemona Esrei. So we mentioned that Hashem has the koach, Mashim Ruch Morda Geshem. Shelu Virik HaDashanim, we mentioned Talamator in Virik HaDashanim, in Barek HaLeinu. But Havdalah B'Chonin Adad. Havdalah, I'm going to say Shabbat, we mentioned in the fourth bracha of Chonin Adad. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Omer Bracha Ravi B'Fni Asma. Tana Rabbi Akiva says that he says it as a separate bracha. In other words, it's a separate bracha he'll say. In other words, he'll do all the regular bracha of Shemona. one Esrei, but then he'll have an additional bracha for Havdalah.
So 20 brachas.
Right, according to Rabbi Akiva. Reb Lezer Omer b'Hodah. The Tan Reb Lezer says he'll do it in Hodah, which is Modim. So again, let's focus. So in Havdalah, we have three opinions. Well, I guess we're all familiar with the way we do it, which is in Echonei Nadat, but the other opinion is Bracha Lefnei Atzma, which is Rabbi Akiva, and the third opinion is Reb Lezer, who says in Modim, you'll say it. Okay, so the Gemara says, on the Mazkirin Gvur Kshamim, so my timer. So why is it that we mention Gvur Kshamim in Tchid Ametim? Why is that the Bracha for mentioning that Hashem's ability to bring rain? So Amar of Yosef, Mitosha Shkula Tchid Ametim, Leficha Kibur Tchid Ametim. In other words, it's like the equivalent of Tchid Ametim. Without water, you're like basically dead. You need water. It's vital for humanity. So they put it in the Bracha of Tchid Ametim. Ushayla Birkat Hashanim, Shayla asking Talmatar, they put in Birkat Hashanim the bracha where we ask that we should have a very good, bountiful year, my taima. Amar of Yosef Mitoshi Parnasa, Lepicha Kivu Birkat Parnasa. Again, this is the Bakasha. There's one idea like praising Hashem that he causes the rain to go, that's Shevach. And then there's the other idea that Hashem, we request that he should bring us the rain, Tain Talmatar, so that we do in Birkat Parnasa. In the bracha that we ask Hashem for, you know, good Parnasa, bountiful year, we mentioned Talamator. Havdalah b'choni nadat, my tama. Why do we mention Havdalah in the bracha of choni nadat, which is the bracha where we ask Hashem that he should give us like wisdom? So he says, my tama, Rav Yosef, mitoshi chachma, kivu birkat chachma. That it's real chachma. Let's see Rashi on that birkat chachma. Does he have it? Yeah. Look at the first Rashi. It's around the 15th narrow line. Mitoshi chachma, hachacham yodei labdil, bein kodesh l'chol, ubein tamei l'tahor. A chacham knows how to divide between kodesh and chol, between tamei and tahor. And I remember of Drillman's of Parla Bracha, he was speaking about this once at the in Parshat Shemini. So it says at the end, you know, Lavdil bein Kodesh bein Achol bein Tamei bein Tahor. So Rashi brings down over there that like a person knows how to be mavdil between, let's say, your shechti and animal. So 50% of the neck is cut. So it's a nevela. If 50.1% is cut, it's kosher. And similarly, you'd have to and be mechalek between 1 minute it's Shabbos, 1 minute it's chol. So it means it's a chachma to distinguish between that which is kodesh and that which is chol. In other words, like, or you know, say in like a common parlance, that between treifus and tahara, you need a chachma to distinguish that. And many things in life, not just in the purely halakhic, but, you know, to have a cheshbon about situations, people, other things, you know, what's kodesh, what's chol. You need special chachma for that, and it's good to go to a rav and a mora halacha to help you with these things, because a lot of times people, you know, don't call it right. So he says here. So back, Rabbanan Amri Mitoshi Chol. Chachamim say it's ushering in the week workday. In other words, like you're finishing Shabbos now, the week workday, so we're putting in the first bracha, which is from the week. In other words, we don't say the 13 bracha on Shabbos, so the first bracha that we normally say during the week, so we're putting in there. So Amrabami Gedola Deya Shana Betchila Bracha Shochol. Rabbami says, like, wisdom is so important that it's put, it's the first, and it was right up front, is the bracha of concerning, you know, Chonei Nadad. But Amar Rabbami, Gedola Deya Shinna Ben Shtei Otiot. Deya is so great, it's been placed between two Otiot. Here, Otiot means Shemot Hashem. He says, Shinemar, Ki Kael Deyot Hashem. It says, Kael is the Shem Hashem, then Deyot is the wisdom, and then Hashem. So that wisdom is put between two Shemot Hashem. The Chomi Shembo Deya, Sur the Rachem Allah. If a person doesn't have Deya, like Seichel, you shouldn't have Rachmanis on him. Shneimar ki lo am binod hu akin the Rachman will save. They're not a wise nation, therefore Hashem won't have mercy on them. Amr Blazer gadol mikdash shenatan bein shtei otiyot. Now Reb Blazer says that the mikdash is also great. It's between two otiyot, and here otiyot means Shemot Hashem. Shneimar, this is this week's parsha of Shavua. Pa'al ta Hashem mikdash Hashem. It was Hashem mikdash Hashem. It was the mikdash, and then two Shemot Hashem. So again, so we have day is mentioned between Shemot Hashem, and the mikdash is mentioned between two Shemot of Hashem. But Amr Blazar kladam sheish bo daya l'nid beit hamikdash b'yamav. If a person has wisdom, it's like the base of mikdash was rebuilt in his time. He says, in other words, he's connecting the two drashas. Nitna, Sedea Nitna Bein Shtei Otiyot, Mitash Natan Bein Shtei Otiyot. So he makes the sushtel between those two things. Okay, Matif La Rabacha Karchinoa, Elmiata Gidola Nakama Shinitna Bein Shtei Otiyot. If that's the case, so vengeance is also great, because it's also between two Shemot of Hashem. Shinemar Kael Nekamot Hashem. It says Kael, the Nekamot of vengeance is Hashem. So then vengeance must be like a really wonderful thing. So Amarlei in Bemilta Mie Gidolahi. In its proper place, it is a great nida. Vahino da Amar Ula, that's what Ula says. Shein Nekamot Alal Lama. Now it says, Kael Nekamot Hashem, Kael Nekamot Hofia. So it mentions Hashem is Nekamot, and then Kael Nekamot Hofia. Then it was the God of vengeance appear. So he says, one is for good, one is for bad. And what he's going to say here, there's different pshatim you can do in this Gemara. He's going to say that you can have vengeance which is going to mete out punishment against the wrongdoer, and at the same time, the same stroke, you know, benefit the one who is good. So he says, he says, Latova dechtiv hofia shemi har paran. So the simple pshat I'm going to say is that the nations of the world didn't want to accept the Torah. The Jewish people did want to accept the Torah. So Hashem removed his presence from the nations of the world, and he put it on the Jewish people. So it's that, in that sense, it's not like the comma we use it maybe in the common parlance, but it means it's like something bad for the Goyim and good for the Jews. Since Hofia mehar paran, l'ra'a d'tiv kiel nekamot Hashem, kiel nekamot Hofia. All right, that's what I'm going to go with. There's another pshat, but I'm not going to go with it. Now,
Which one is the good? What's the good, what's the bad?
Yeah, so Kiel Nekamot Hashem is the bad, Kiel Nekamot Hofia is the good. But it's the same act. It means the same act of Hashem is good and bad. In other words, so Hashem,
good for us,
Hashem,
but bad for
right,
them.
Right. In other words, like in other words, they didn't accept the Torah, we did accept the Torah. So they lost Hashem's presence and we got Hashem's presence. Okay. The fourth wide line of the two dots, everybody with me? Okay, and then I'll pause another 10 lines. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Omer Bracha, Rabbi Yitzchak. So we said, Rabbi Akiva said, now we had different opinions in the Mishnah where we have the bracha for Havdalah or the statement of Havdalah in the Mariv following Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva says, he said bracha, Rabbi, you know, bracha with Neatzmi, a special bracha. So Amalei Rav Shem Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan Michti, Ashekedach Sedol Tikdun Lamisro Bracha to Tfila Kedusha of Havdalah. So Rabbi Shem Bar Abba says, Rabbi Yochanan, the Ashekedach Gdola, they established the bracha on Tfila, the blessings on Tfila. Kedushot v'Havdalah. Here, Kedushot means like the Kiddushes and the Havdalahs. Nechzi Heichan Tikun. Why is it that we don't know? Why is they have a Machloket Tanaim? Why can't we? Don't we have a Masorah? How they establish it? The Anshei Knesset Agdola. They know like Shimon HaTzadik was Mishiari Knesset Agdola. So it's like at the, before the beginning of the Zman HaTanaim. So why is it the Tanaim don't know where it is? So Amarlei b'tchila kavu b'tfila. So he's going to say there was like a history with this bracha. B'tchila kavu b'tfila. Initially, the Anshei Knesset Agdola established the Havdalah in the tfila. Shiru kavula kos. Then, when the financial situation of the people improved, they took it out from the tfila and they said, "Now you'll make Havdalah on the coast." In other words, people had a lot more money and they could do it on the coast. But then later on, they became impoverished again, and they put it back in the tefillah. So Rashi says that if you look kavu al kos around 8 lines from the bottom, they forgot what the original takana was. And there was a period of time it was in tefillah. Then there was a period of time they took it out from the tefillah. Then there was a time they put it back in the tefillah. When they put it back in the tefillah, they don't remember where it had been originally. So he says, behem amru, back in the gemara, behem amru amavdi b'tefillah sarisha avdil al kos. They said if a person makes avdil in tefillah, he should also do it on the coast if he's able to. Idmar Nami, Amruchi Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan. Remember that name, Amruchi Bar Abba, and then Rabbi Yochanan is going to come up in another 10 dapim in the Gemara. So, Amruchi Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Anshei Knesset Agdola, Tiknun Lehem Lisro Barachu, Tfilot, Kedusha B'Avdalot. They established the blessings, the Tfilot, the prayers, Kedusha B'Avdalot, the Nusach for Kiddush, and the Havdalah, B'Tchila Kavu B'Tfila. Initially, they established it in the Tfila, Shiru Kavula Kos, the people got wealthier, and they moved it over just on the coast, not in the tefillah. Then chazuvenu kavu b'tefillah. Then later on, they got poor and they put it back in the tefillah. V'im amru, they said, amad b'tefillah sirishka b'tefillah coast. If you mad on the tefillah, you still have to make havdalah on the coast. So idmar nami, rabba v'rab Yosef, the amri tarvayu, was said also, rabba v'rab Yosef, both say, amad b'tefillah sirishka b'tefillah coast.
Now,
Right. Yeah, we'll see. Now we have Amarava, but the side says Amarava with a hey, Umotfinana Shmaitin. We can ask. Now these are all Amoraim. So all these Amoraim say that you met, that the last stage is you make the Havdalah and Tefillah, and you're going to do it on the coast. So now, Umotfinana Shmaitin, we can ask on our own Limud from the following Brisa. So these are all Amoraim. Now we have a Brisa. We're going to run across with the Brisa. The Brisa says, Ta'ah, Velozkir Dir Kasham in Bechir Amaitin. If a person made a mistake, he didn't mention Mashiach Ruach Menageshem. Or he left out Talamatar, Masirato. We make him go back, he's got to repeat Shemona Esrei. That's not the part we need. For Havdalah B'chonin Adad, if he left out Havdalah and Chonin Adad, Masirato, we don't make him go back, but they Shechola Omra on the coast, because he could say it on the coast. So we said before that they said to do both. And here it says Sheachol, he could say it on the coast. Sounds like it's optional. So the Gemara says, Lotem Nesha Chol Omer Lakos, Ela Emam Nesha Omer Lakos. That we should understand the Brisa, not because he could, but indeed he will, so he doesn't have to do it again. Itmar Nami, Amr Binyam Bar Yefet, so it was said also that Binyam Bar Yefet said, Sha'al Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochanan B'tzidon. So Rabbi Binyam Bar Yefet relates that Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Yochanan in Sidon, which is where Hezbollah holds sway now. He says, Va'amri lo Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov to ben Sor at Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Va'anashmait. And Rabbi Yep said, I overheard the question. And the question was, Amabdi batfila, Sirich Shabdila kosalo. If a person makes Havdalah in his davening, does he also have to make Havdalah on a coast of wine? But Amarle Sarishi of Dilokos. And he said, yeah, he needs to do that. Okay, so far we're okay. So let's go slowly. So we want to. So it's coming out that if you make Havdalah in the Tefillah, so you still have to do it on the coast. We'll see. Now, Ibayilahu, Amavdil Lokos, Moshe of Dilbatfilah. Now the Gemara asks the other way around. Let's say a person, before he davened Mariv, he took out a cup of wine and he made Havdalah. So does he now have to make Havdalah in the tefillah as well? In other words, he flipped the order. He did it differently. So he's have to do it. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Kavachomer. So Rav Nachman says, I can learn a Kavachomer to give you the answer. Mitzvah from tefillah. Uma tefillah de'ikar takantahi. Tefillah is the ikar takana. The primary takana is to say it in the tefillah. Remember, it was in the tefillah, and then they moved it on the coast, and they moved it on the coast and said back in tefillah. So the primary takana is in tefillah. So Amri Amavdi Mitzvah Sarish Levi Zilkos. So he said, notwithstanding that, if you make Havdalah in tefillah, you still have to do it on the coast. Hamavdi Lakos, the Lav Ikar Takantahi. So if a person made a Havdalah on the coast, which is not the primary enactment, Lokol Shkain, certainly he's got to do it in tefillah. All right. So
wait a minute. Are you allowed to say Havdalah and then do the Amidah afterwards?
No, that's not a good way to do it, but he did that.
It happens.
In other words, he should not do that, but
yeah,
but he did do it.
He
shouldn't do that, but he
right.
did do it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Okay, now the word says, "Tani Rav Acha Richo Kamed Rav Chinana Amabdi Batfila Meshubach Yoter Mishi Abdila Kos." Now, Rav Acha Richo is teaching the following brisa before Rav Chinana. This brisa says, "Amabdi Batfila, if a person makes Havdalah in Shmona Esrei." Meshubach Yoter, it's more praiseworthy Mishi Abdil on the coast than somebody who makes a Havdalah on the coast. V'mevdil bezu bezu, and if he did Havdalah in both, Yenuchu lo brachot al rosho. Then, like, Gegzun Tehedi, he's lying to benched. So the Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha, the Brisa is internally contradictory. Amrin Amavdil b'tfila Meshubach Yoter Mishi Abdil on the coast, we said if you make Havdalah in tefillah, it's more praiseworthy than making on the coast. So that sounds like not the way we were saying.
It's optional.
That sounds like you only make Havdalah in the tefillah.
You
words,
only have to.
Well, we'll see. So in other words, we had that you should do both. Now we're having this price, it sounds like I could just do it in tefillah. He says, V'hadr tani, im evdil b'zubuzu yanuchu b'rachar osho. He says that if he does both, so he'll hold his lanka benched, became a denafik le'bechada, iftar, we have a bracha shen etzricha. So if you're telling me I only need to do one, but if I do both, so I get brachot on Rosho, isn't that a bracha she'en etzricha? In other words, I don't need to make Havdalah. So if I'm doing Havdalah in the Shmona Esrei, according to this Brisa, and then I do it on the coast, isn't that a bracha she'en etzricha? But Amar Rav Yitema Reish Lakish, Rav says, and other people say it was Reish Lakish, but Amri Lav Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, I'll say it's Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish will say, Kol Mavarech bracha she'en etzricha, whoever makes a bracha that he does not need to do, Over Mishum Lo Tisa, he violates the Lav in the Torah of Lo Tisa She'en Moshav Lekal Hashav, taking God's name in vain. So the Gemara says, this is the way we should understand the Braisa. Im hivdil bezu v'lo hivdil bezu. If he made Abdullah in the Shmona Esrei and he did not make a bracha on the coast, Yanuhulo bracha al rosho. So let's go slowly. This Braisa is saying differently than we said before. So before we had a zillion Amoraim saying we do in the Shmona Esrei and we do on the coast. This price is saying you just do Shmona Esrei and it's good and you're finished and that's, you don't have to do anything more and then leave it. So now the only thing that's difficult now we'll see the Gemara is going to come to a different conclusion obviously, but since we have all these prices, like how is it? I mean, this price, how do they all argue with the price? So I saw one of the Mepharshim wants to say that in the Gemara Masech Pesachim Amduf Kofhei is a different price that supports the way that we do it. Okay.
So the prices are internal.
Right. There's the contradiction between the prices or different opinions. Okay. Let's see back in the Gemara. So by minei Rav Chista mei Rav Sheshet, Rav Chista posed the following question to Rav Sheshet: Ta'a bezu bezu mahu. Now, let's say the person he daven Mariv and he left out Havdalah in Chonin Adad, and he also did not say Havdalah. Now you have to end on one point, and then he eats. He'll eat before Havdalah. You're not supposed to eat before you make Havdalah. And he eats before Havdalah. So now, what's his situation? So he says, Amar Lei, Ta'a Bezu Bezu, Chozer L'Rosh. If he didn't make Havdalah at all, and then he ate, so he's got to go back. He's got to have Marav again. That's almost like a penalty. In other words, if you left Havdalah in Shmona Esrei, but you can still make it up because you're going to stay on the coast. But if in both of them, it's like by eating ahead of time, you're like sort of like disparaging the significance of making Havdalah, so then Chazal require you to go back and say Shmona Esrei again. So top line on Amud Beis, four more lines, then we'll pause, we'll take a breather, we'll discuss. So Amar Le Ravina Le Rava, so Ravina said to Rava, Hilchatamoy, he says, what's the halacha? So Amar Le Ki Kiddush. He says, in other words, what's the halacha? In other words, if you're Mavdu Batfila, you have to make Havdalah Kost. So he says, Amar Le Ki Kiddush. Ma Kiddush Avagav the Mekadosh B'Sluta Mekadosh Kasa. Just like going into Shabbos, you make Kiddush in your tefillah, right? You say Mekadosh Shabbos, the middle bracha, and nevertheless you say Kiddush on the coast. Av Havdalah Nami, Avagav the Mavdu B'Sluta Mavdila Kasa. So too with Havdalah, even though you make Havdalah in the Shmona Esrei, you still make Havdalah on the coast. All right, who's got questions, comments, or
thoughts? Can you just repeat what Ravina said?
Which one?
He's saying
that just like by Kiddush, yeah. So you say Kiddush on Friday night in your Shmona Esrei, right?
But
you go and say Kiddush. Okay. So too, on Motzei Shabbos, you'll say Havdalah in the Shmona Esrei, and you'll go home and make Havdalah.
Doesn't the wife's requirement for Havdalah play a role here?
Did you hear something from Rabbi Razer about this?
Or?
Oh, so and in what way does it?
Because the wife, as I recall, Kiddush she's mechuyavet and she can make herself. Abdullah, she can't make herself.
Not so pushy.
Why not? Why can't she make it herself?
No. There's a question whether women are chayav and Abdullah deraisa or derabanan. But I think that they're definitely chayav, and I don't think that because I
don't have to say Havdalah, right? I did it in my Shmona Esrei. That's one of the questions here.
No. Let's go back. Let's say you don't have a wife. You're living by yourself. You live in a thing. So you still have to make Havdalah on the coast. That's what we're concluding.
So in other words,
not like that Braisa we learned at the bottom.
Not like that Braisa. Unnecessary.
Right. You do have to make Havdalah. But then you'll go home and you'll make Havdalah for yourself and for your wife. That'll be the way it'll work. All right.
So why, when you make Havdalah, are you mocked that you have a kid who's going to drink the wine? So from that I infer that you're going to make it again at home. You personally.
I drink the wine.
Oh, at Havdalah you drink the wine?
Yeah.
I thought you looked for a kid.
That's only on Shabbos Chazal when I do that. Okay. All right. Everybody's good? Okay. All right. Let's take a look.
Shabbat Chazon, you make the bracha?
Because he doesn't want to be with
the bracha. Right. Right.
You take a sip.
And then, no, I don't. There's a machlok between the Ashkenazim and Sephardim. We Ashkenazim, we look for a child that's, I think, like around 8 or somewhere around there. So he understands the bracha, but he doesn't understand the importance of being Mizabel and Yushlayim. Then I make the bracha, then he drinks the wine.
So you don't drink anything?
I don't drink anything.
So why do we make Havdalah and Shul altogether? We've all davened and set out to Chana Tano.
So Havdalah
and everyone's going to have to go home and go make Havdalah.
So Havdalah and Shul would be like for people who don't have wine or whatever, want to be Yotze, the Havdalah and Shul. It would be the way it would go.
All right.
All right.
That's not a problem. You making the bracha, not drinking it. at all?
Right. It works. Yeah. All right. Because the kid is going to say amen to my bracha, and he's going to drink it, so it'll be okay. All right, let's take a look now. All right, everybody good? Okay. All right. Now, we're four lines from the top. I'm not McGill and Bates.
Slow down a little, maybe.
Well, we're just on time right now, so we can't slow down that much, but we can slow down a little bit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Unless you don't care whether we finished it off. Okay. Reb Lezer Omer Behodah. Now, we said in the Mishnah there was a three-way machloket where Havdalah goes in Shemona Esrei. Just repeat. So again, so there's one opinion the Tanakh holds. You say Havdalah in Shemona Adad. Then Rabbi Kiva says Bracha b'fnei Asma, Bracha Raviyit. And Reb Lezer holds in Modim. So because Reb Lezer Omer Behodah, Reb Zera have a Rachiv Chamra. Reb Zera was riding on a donkey. Have a Kashakil Azu Reb Chia Bar Avin Batre. And then Reb Chia Bar Avin was walking behind him. The Shakiva Aziel, the simple shot, is like Shaka means to take and going. I think it means like take his robe and go. Although, we had this same bitui earlier in the Gemara with, remember in the beginning of the was it the third parak where they're talking about the people in the cemetery, where remember the people walking in the, in the cemetery with the tzitzis, and so it said Shakaba Azil. Then the Ben Yehuda said it meant like to pick up all the nitzotzot, all these like sparks of kedusha that are around. Anyway, but that's more on Derek Nistar. Anyway, he's walking behind him. So Amarle, he said to him, "Now Zohomach Loket among the Farshim, who said to who?" But the number of Mepharshim say that Reb Zera, who was riding on the donkey, says to Reb Chia Bar Avin, who was walking. So Reb Zera, they want to say, is not the greater of the Chachamim. Reb Chia Bar Avin is the greater. And then I saw that they want to say the reason Reb Zera was riding on the donkey, there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia. It says that when Reb Zera made Aliyah from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, so he did all these series of fasts. He did 100 fasts, so he should forget the Torah of Babel. Then he did 100 fasts, and he did also 100 fasts, so he shouldn't be burnt by the fires of Gehenna. So it was so effective, like, where his feet were so effective, he would go into like a fiery furnace, and he wouldn't be scalded. And then the Chachamim looked at him, and then he got scalded. So they say he was like recuperating from his burn wounds here. So he had to ride in the Chamor. But anyway, so he says here, Reb Zera habarachiv Chamra habakashak ba'azir b'chi barav b'atre. Amarle. So Reb Zera says to Rabbi Chia Bar Avin, "Vada demritu mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan halacha kireb lezer b'yom tov shecholiot achar Shabbat." Is it true that you said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha follows Rabbi Lezer on Yontav Shechal Yonachar Shabbat? Let's say you have a Yontav on Motzei Shabbos. So now there's no bracha tachonein. There's no bracha tachonein on that right. Motzei Shabbos. So where do you say Havdalah? You need to say Havdalah. So we said, it could be, Rabbi Kiva said, Brach Mene Atzma, and then Rabbi Lezer says, in Modim. So he says, is it true that you said in the Rabbi Yochanan that when Yantav is Motzei Shabbos, you'll put the Havdalah in Modim, because there is no Atachonein. Now, here there's different Girsaos in the Gemara, and the Gra has one Derech, and the way our Gemara is another Derech. So I'll try the way we have it written here, and then we'll see how we do it. Maybe we'll do the Gra. So Amarle in, he said, that's correct. I did say that. And halacha michlal depligi. So he said, now this is again Reb Zera speaking, from the fact that you said it was a halacha, that sounds like there would be a machloket about that. In other words, you said the halacha follows Reb Lezer. So that sounds like there's a machloket. So now the Gemara interjects, velo pligi, isn't there a machloket? Va'plihi rabbanim. There's a machloket with the chachamim. So the Gemara says, "Emar deplihi rabbanim b'shar yimod hashana." The chachamim who hold in, you know, they say in chonin adat. That's just other Shabboses. Beyond b'shchal yodachar Shabbat mipligi. They're not cholik with that. He says, "Va'hapali Rabbi Akiva." But Rabbi Akiva's cholik. So there it says, "Atu kol hashana kulo miyavdin k'Rabbi Akiva dahashaneku v'nave kavatei." He says, "Look, the whole year, do we follow Rabbi Akiva with the bracha b'fnei atzma?" Why don't we follow Rabbi Akiva the whole year round as a separate bracha? The Tzmanei Sre Tikkun Shasre Lo Tikkun. Chamim established 18 bracha, not 19. He says Hakanami Shave Tik Shav Tikkun Tzmanei Lo Tikkun. Here too on Yantav they established 7 bracha, not 8 bracha. So he says, okay. So again, so Reb Zera asked Reb Chiya bar Avin, is it true you said in Reb Yochanan that the halacha follows Reb Lezer? And he said, yeah. So he says, from the fact that you framed it that the halacha follows him, it sounds like there's a machloket about this. So the Gemara interjects, isn't there a machloket? So the Gemara says that, look,
only for
the Chachamim are out the door because there's no bracha v'tachonim, and Reb Akiva is out the door because they're not there, so the only one left is Reb Lezer. So he says, Amar Lei, Lav halacha itmar, elamatin itmar. He says the reason that he said it was that in other words, he said the reason he said it was a halacha is because there are other people who say that it's just that we incline towards Reb Lezer, and we'll see what the difference is between in a minute. He says now de itmar was stated Reb Yisrael bar Avdimi amar mishum rabenu. Reb Yisrael bar Avdimi is the name of Rav halacha. In other words, he said that the halacha here follows Reb Lezer, right? Halacha follows Reb Lezer. Let me just say. Right. He says, V'amri la matin. And other people say we incline that it's Reb Lezer. So matin means we wouldn't darshan it publicly. I wouldn't scream it from the rooftops that this is the halacha. But if somebody would come to ask me, I would say that's the halacha.
Now, what, say it in morning?
This is telling you where to put Abdallah when it's on a Moshe Shabbos. He says, Reb Yochanan Amar, Modim. Reb Yochanan says that Modim, that the Chachamim agree the Lach is like Reb Lezer on the Yantav Shechal Yodachar Shabbos, and when it says, in other words, they agree with that. They agree with it. So it's fully that way. Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar, Nirin. Reb Chiya bar Abba says, Nirin. It seems it's that way. So Nirin means that I wouldn't even give a Horah to somebody, but if he did it this way, I wouldn't make him go back. So the point being that it's that he, in other words, when he said it was a halacha, so he says halacha because it's not so pashut. In other words, not then there's a difference. In other words, is it that he would say halacha or it's nirin or it's matin? So Rav Zera, Nekota Reb Chiya bar Abba Yadek. Reb Zera said you should hold on to the version that Reb Chiya bar Abba said. Now Reb Chiya bar Abba was a Talmud. Again, we'll have it coming up later on in the Gemara, not today, that he was a Talmud, like a very good Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So if Reb Chiya bar Abba is telling you what Rabbi Yochanan said, that's very reliable. Now Reb Chiya bar Abba said Nirin, right? Reb Chiya bar Abba Nirin, that it seems the halacha is that way. So that means that we just would not make somebody, we wouldn't even tell somebody to do it that way, but we would. But if he did it, we would make him close there. So he says, Nekoter Reb Chiya bar Abba biyadech. The daik begamer shmaitim ipum demar shapir. He learned the limud very well. Kirachva to pumpadita, like rachva to pumpadita. The amar rachva amar Reb Yehuda is rachva the name of Reb Yehuda. Now this is a different unrelated halacha, but it's just showing that a Talmud has to repeat the halacha with this, like with the lashon of his Rebbe. In other words, he should not just get the idea, but preferably even like the verb he says this Rebbe learned. He says the Amar Rachman Yehuda Harabayit Stav Kafulaya, that Harabayit was like surrounded by double benches. He says Vaya Stav Lefnimi Stav. Now the lashon in the Mishnah is Itztaba, but he said Stav because that's the way he heard it from his Rebbe. So he was had was like this is Rachva de Pumpadita, so Reb Chiya bar Abba was good like Rachva de Pumpadita. Rachva de Pumpadita quoted a lot from his Rebbe, and he said exact language, so same thing, Reb Chiya bar Abba. So Amar of Yosef, Ana lo hayadana v'lo hayadana. So if Yosef says, look, I don't know from Nirin, I don't know from Modim, I don't know from Matin. I know from Rabbi Shmuel, they established like this pearl in Babel. Now, the Gemara again, we're going to have like in essence another opinion where we put Havdalah when it's Yantav. I guess you all know from Davening, but we don't do any of the above when Yantav falls out. In other words, when Yantav is on a Motzei Shabbos, there is no Atachonim, we don't do anything in Modim, and we don't say Bracha of Neatzma. What we do is in the middle bracha we add a paragraph. So this is what they said. You told us like your righteous laws, but you taught us to do the laws that you desired. You gave us times of happiness, You gave us the Kush of Shabbos and the Kabbat of the Moed. Between the Kush of Shabbos and Yantav, you were Mavdil. And Shabbos from the Sheshit Masa, you were sanctified. So that's the way we hold Allah Maisa, like that last opinion. Now, the emes is like our version is a little bit more, we have more verbiage in here, but it's basically what we have over here. So let's just summarize again, and we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. So the issue was when Yantav falls on Motzei Shabbos, so where do we put Havdalah? So in the previous sugya we said that you have to make Havdalah in Tefillah, and you have to do it also on the coast. So fine, we'll finish that. But in Motzei Shabbos, there is no bracha v'tachonein. So where do we put it? So the Gemara has thought there's no atachonein, that's out the door. The thought bracha from the Asma we think is out the door because we never do bracha from the Asma. So we thought the only thing left is Reb Lezer, we're going to put it in Modim. And then you had a whole machloket. We thought we're going with Modim, but there's a question whether it's Matin, is the halacha that way? Or is it Matin, we incline it that way that we wouldn't make it, we wouldn't be mefarsim in the Shir, but a person would ask, would tell me. Or is it just Nirin, even that, I wouldn't even make a hurrah, but if somebody did, I wouldn't even close there. So the Gemara ends up saying that we pass on like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel say we add a paragraph in the middle of bracha. Okay, who's the question comes to anything we did so far? Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, all right. Now we can go slower. Now, the next Mishnah, the third wide line. So Manitin Ha'omer Al Kansi Purigi Rachamecha. If a person says on the bird's nest, your rachamim, you know, arrest and lose in the midst of shluach hakein, you know, it's like you send off the mother bird and you take the chicks for yourself. So a person says, you know, kansi puriyagi rachamecha. He says that you say, the person says in his tefillah, you're so merciful, your mercy extends even to the bird's nest. He says, or you should be, you Hashem should remember it for all the good that you do. He says, modim modim, or he says, modim modim. He repeats the word modim, mishatkin oto. So we silence him. We don't want to hear from such a person. So see in a minute. So the Gemara says, b'shleima modim modim mishatkin oto. So he says modim twice. I understand why we silence him. Mishum demesik shtei rishuyot. If he's going to say modim modim, it sounds like more than one God, chas v'shalom. Like so we don't want a person like that davening modim modim. You know, and you see it's a problem. You know, when you repeat words in Shemot Esrei, in this one in particular, but in general, v'al tov yizacher shemecha. He says nami mashma al tov v'lo l'ra. If I say that you Hashem should remember for all the good that you do. So it means like we're grateful for the good that you do. It sounds like we're grateful for the good, we're not grateful for the bad. So he says, but that's not true. Utanan, we learn in the Mishnah later on in our Masechta, Chiyavdam Lebrecha Rok Shim Shavarecha Latova. A person has to make a bracha for that which is bad, just like he makes a bracha for that which is good. And the Gemara says, you know, when for the bad, you make the Dayan Ha'emes. You know, and we'll come later on, there's a famous Tzlach. He says that in this world, you know, to us it seems bad, but in the Olam Ha'emes, you know, we'll come to see that everything was really for our best. He says, Elo, al kansi puryagi rachamecha, ma'itayma. But what's so terrible to say that your rachamim extends even to the bird's nest? What's bad about that? So the Gemara says, "Plihi batrei amarai b'mar rabba." There's a machloka between two amarai in the west, Rabbi Yossi bar Rav and Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida. You may recall we had these two amarai a number of days ago in the Gemara. So over there they had the machloket about Tisha Kabin. You know, remember with the Takanas Ezra. So, yeah. So and I told you they come up again in the Bamei Madlikin, which is another 2 months. So he says Chanamar Mishamatil Kinah B'Masei Bereishit. One says because it's inducing jealousy B'Masei Bereishit. It means that we're saying that you have mercy on bird and not on the other animals. Now there's a Meiri that explains like this. I was going over this with Rabbi Packer today. This hashkacha pratit only on humans. It was Hashem, like the cheshbon, like what happens to everybody. Hashem is involved in all of our lives. With animals, there's no hashkacha pratit. And there's Hashem, like the group he's doing, but he's not involved in like the animal, the individual's animal life. So this is sounding like this hashkacha pratit for the birds and not for everybody else. And so it's meitil kina b'masei bereishis. But the emes is there is no hashkacha pratit for any animals. Now that's one shot. The chanamar The other one says, the problem is because you're making the mitzvot, converting it into aspects of rachamim. Midotav means the mitzvot. They're just gzeirot. Let's look at Rashi around the eighth narrow line. Midotav, he says, mitzvotav. V'hu lo l'rachamim asa. He says, Hashem, the mitzvot aren't necessarily connected with rachamim. L'atil Yisrael hu kegzeirotav, lozi yishayim avadav, shomrei mitzvotav, uzeirot chukotav, avvar m'sheish It's not necessarily like the mitzvah is connected with rachamim, not rachamim. This is the gzeirah from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we can try to give reasons for it, but it's not necessarily this rachamim. Okay, now the fourth wide line downstairs. Who did not get the coming to Rabba? There was somebody who was, when it's knocking, it was Yored, and he's davening for the Amud. Well, Amar, in his tefillah, he says like this, Atachastal kan sipur, you had mercy on the bird's nest, Atachus for Achemelin, Yishav Rachamim on us. Amar Rabba, kami yadahi surah rabbanu l'ratzui l'mari. So Rabba said, he davened such a wonderful tefillah. Amar le Abaye, v'amashavkin oto tanan. Abaye says, what do you mean? The Mishnah says, we silence somebody like that. He shouldn't say that. V'rabba nami l'chidudi l'abaye hu d'boi. Rabba himself, in saying that, just wanted to test Abaye. In other words, he knew that it wasn't allowed, but he wanted to see what Abaye's response would be. And again, Rabba was Abaye's uncle. And we'll see later on in the Gemara, we'll see how the Gemara will explain about Abaye. Rabba and Abaye, they were both Tamin with Rabba. Who did not hit the coming to Rebbe Chanina? There was somebody who was here before Rebbe Chanina. Amar Hakel Hagadol, Hagibor Ba'anara, the great, powerful God, the strong, the fearful, Ba'adir Ba'azuz, again, like the I don't know how to explain all these verbs, like he's great, he's strong, Ba'yarui HaKazak, he's fearful, strong, Ba'amitz, courageous, Ba'abadai, he's certain, Ba'nichbad, and honored. So he knows he's got many, many very florid language.
He's in Shimon Esrei.
In Tinlawach to see him. So he waited until he finished his Shimon Esrei. He see him, Amar Lai, see him, Tinlukulu Shvachi de Marach. He said, did you finish all the praises for your master? Lamali Kulihai. He said, why do you need all that? Anan Hamitlan Dimrinan. He's the three that we say, Akel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vanara. So he says, Tlat Dimrina, where's Rashi? He says, what does he have it?
Which one?
Yeah, Hakel Hagadol Hagibor Banara. So those Ilav the Aminu Moshe, we'll see. Hakel Hagadol Hagibor Banara. This is Gadol Gibor Banara. It means Hakel Hagadol is really one. Hakel Hagadol, the strong force. Hakel Hagadol Hagibor Banara. So he says, Anan Hani Tlatim Rinan, Ilav the Rinu Moshe Rabbeinu Baraita, had not been that Moshe Rabbeinu had used these terms, Vatu and Sheikh Knesset Gdol Tanir Batfila, Yashik Knesset Gdol established it in our Tfilod. He says, Lo Avinu Yechun Lamei Marlahu. We couldn't say it. In other words, there was Hashem is so great. No, there is no limit to the number of words we'll say. There's no way for us to do it. So we just track the language that Moshe Rabbeinu did. He says, "Va'ad Amri Kuli Hai Va'azlat," and then you're saying all these the things. Mashal Melech Basar Adam. It's like an immortal king. Shilu Elif Alfim Dinari Zayab. He's ten zillion dollars. V'yimakasul Tobashel Kesef, and they praise him like he has some silver. In other words, he's really like a multi billionaire. And they say, he's got tens of thousands of dollars. For Lo Ganayu, though, that's like disparaging him. So in other words, so if we're going to go up on our own and try to praise Hashem, we're always going to fall short. So we just say those mido that Moshe Rabbeinu said, and that's it. That's gunog. That's what he's saying. All right, now.
So why didn't he stop him?
He didn't finish.
Yeah. Well, what is he going to do?
Stop in the middle after the second, third one, fourth one.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I don't know. All right, let's see now. But Amar Reb Chanina, now, this is just as though Sefer Reb Chanina doesn't relate to the previous Gemara. Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mi'yirat shemayim. Everything's in heaven's hands except for Yirat Shemayim. So everybody has Bechira Chafshis and Yirat Shemayim. Everything else the Kadosh Baruch Hu decides. Shenemar, v'atai Yisrael ma'ashem l'kech shuel me'imach. He says, now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? Kim lira, just to fear Hashem. So the Gemara says, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu says, what does Hashem require? Just to be your Hashem. So he says, Atu Yerushalayim Melta Tutarti. Is that a small thing? Like, what does he require? Just to be your Hashem. He's like, no big deal. He says, V'amar Reb Chanina, Mishum Reb Shimon Yochai. Chanina has a Mesorah from the Tanah Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Yichush Baruch Hu Vekin Azah, Bala Oser Shal Yerut Shemayim. She says, in a treasure house, he has the Yerut Shemayim. Shinemar Yerat Hashem Hi Otsaro. In other words, it's something very, very special. So the Gemara says, In L'gavi Moshe Milta Tutarti. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a small thing. So if a person's like very, very wealthy, and somebody asks you for $100, so it's no big deal, I give him $100. And he says, Doma lefke kli katan, it seems like nothing, or $1,000. Katan ve'enlo, if I don't have it, and you're asking me for me, Doma lefke kli gadol. So Moshe Rabbeinu had so much Yiras Shemayim. So there's nothing. Now, but they ask, but doesn't every rabbi have to know the audience he's speaking to? So he's speaking to Klal Yisrael, so even though Moshe Rabbeinu has a lot of Yiras Shemayim,
don't make it so simple.
So how does he say? What does Hashem ask you? Just Yiras Shemayim. That's the whole enchilada. So there's one answer, and Rav Simon has quoted this. It's from the Baal Shem Tov and from the Gra. They both say there's something very similar. They want to say that in not Legabi Moshe means not for Moshe, but Legabi Moshe, those who were in the vicinity of Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, if you were like near Moshe Rabbeinu and you were impacted by him, Yiras Shemayim was not a big thing. In other words, you were hanging out near Moshe Rabbeinu. So in Legabi can mean the ones who were near him. So Legabi Moshe Rabbeinu, for the people who were close to Moshe Rabbeinu, right, that's the main idea, right. So if you hang around with the right people, so then you get influence in the right way. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Four lines from the bottom, and we'll wrap it up, and hopefully that'll be it. We don't have that much extra time. Now, modim modim mishakin atov. A person's modim modim, we silence him. So Amr Bzeira, kola omer shma shma, ka omer modim modim dami. So Bzeira says, if a person says shma, so twice, that's also like modim modim. It's like Mexican kishtei v'shuyot. It looks like there's two deities. Meifei, on this we ask a question from the following brisa. The brisa says, a korei shema b'kofla, if a person recites shema and then repeats it, hareiz maguna. That's like repugnant. So maguna hu dahavi shtukel m'shatkin alei. Just as repugnant, but we don't silence him. So we have a contradiction now between Reb Zera's statement and the brisa. The brisa is just maguna, and Reb Zera said it's just like the mishnah. So with m'shatkin oto. So the Gemara says no kasha. There's no contradiction. Had the amar milta milta v'tani law. He says that the Bryce is talking about that each word you're repeating. So you're saying Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, Hashem, Hashem. You're doing it like that. That's Maguna. V'hadamar psuka psuka v'tani lo. And whereas Reb Zera is talking about, if I say the whole Pasuk, and then I say the whole Pasuk, that looks like two Rishuyot. So Amalei Rav Papa Labaye, V'dilma Meikar lo kibing daite, the Vesov kibing daite. So Rav Papa said to Abaye, but maybe the person didn't have Kavana. In other words, maybe he said Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenu Shema Tad. And remember, that was the Shema of Rebbe, we learned in the Gemara. And you have to have the Kavana, but he didn't have Kavana. So the reason he's repeating the whole Pasuk is just because he didn't have Kavana. So how you say silence him, what's going to happen here? So he said, like, are people pals with Kaddish Baruch Hu? In other words, that's terrible. They didn't have Kavana. In other words, like he treats it with such offhand, cavalier fashion. They didn't have Kavana. He says, Ilo kibein daite mi kara, if you didn't have Kavana initially, machin le b'mar zafta d'napcha d'machabin daite. We hit him with like this smith's hammer until he gets Kavana. Now, the post can bring down, though. I'll explain in a minute. Let us be patient. Now, and we only have 2 minutes with all the extra time. Now, it means like this. So the post can bring down, let's say a person said Shema, didn't have Kavana. So the Taz brings down, you have one of two things you could do. You could repeat it a second time, like quietly. In other words, the first one he said loudly. The second one you could do silently, so people won't hear it. Or the other way is to wait. In other words, like I'll say Shema, then I'll pause for a while, and then I'll say Shema again later. But I don't say run right after they're on the heels of the other one, so it doesn't. In other words, I said it once, I did not have Kavana. Now I need to say it again. But I shouldn't say Shema twice, because it looks like two deities.
Do you say anything in between? Or
you're just silent. You're just silent.
How many minutes?
I don't know. You wait. Anyway, so the point they're trying to say is that this person, he like repeated it both twice out loud. So that's bad, to repeat it twice out loud. So such a person like that, like we beat him, whatever we do, whatever I have to explain to him, this is terrible, you're not doing it the right way. Okay, now, we'll do it in the story, and then
it's worse to repeat the whole puzzle than repeat each word.
That's right. All right, now, although, I think though, Rahman Salam, nobody should know this, but I think if a person is like expecting his death, you know, when they say a person should try to be mechavim to say Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenu, Shema Chad, so they say, I think in those circumstances, a person can repeat the Shema repeatedly because he wants to die on the word Echad. Wow. Then I think you're allowed to. Okay.
If you're saying Shema Nesra, you're all of a sudden like on autopilot, and the next thing you know, you're at whatever, and you have no Kavana.
Right.
should not repeat it. That's Sakalovka says, who says the second time.
Right, that's the Ramah, that's the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, but we'll hopefully get to it. We're not up there yet. Okay, now, is Machlok between the Ramah and the Ramah and the Machaber about it? In other words, like the yeah, in other words, if a person didn't have Kavan in the first bracha, the Machaber holds you have to go back, and the Ramah says not, because you won't have Kavan the second time around. But we'll wait with that. Now, the famous question here is that about the Yirat Shemayim. Moshe was talking to the nation at large, not himself. So therefore, the fear of heaven still seems to be a formidable accomplishment, to be referred to as a small achievement. Some give an answer that for the generation of the desert, who lived under the direct guidance of Moshe Rabbeinu, for them the fear of heaven also should have been relatively easy. He's accessible. Others find this answer lacking because the Torah is timeless and this message about the fear of heaven being easily achieved is for all generations. Let us suggest the following story to illustrate a different approach to answer our question. So the question is, like, how can Moshe Rabbeinu say, you know, Ma'ashem Lokecha Shulokach Yim Yirat Hashem Lokecha? So there was a great Torah scholar who was struggling to understand a challenging comment in the Tosfos. After working on trying to decipher the Tosfos for days, the author of the Tosfos came to this Talmid Chacham in a dream and helped him arrive at a proper understanding of the correct meaning of the comment. The man arose from his sleep and he was ecstatic. However, to his surprise, when he entered the base madras the next morning, he passed by a young boy who was studying the Tosfos, and the novice was telling his friend the explanation exactly was just revealed to the older experienced scholar in his dream. So he's working on the Tosfos for weeks, then he has the dream of the Pshat and Tosfos. He gets up in the morning, he remembers the Pshat, he walks to the base madras and he finds, let's say, a 10-year-old explaining the Tosfos the way he just heard explained in his dream. So the man was puzzled until the author of the Tosfos appeared to him in a second dream and told him that although the proper understanding of that piece was not revealed to the world for over 400 years, however, once the meaning was revealed, it was now available for everyone to grasp, even a young child who was studying that piece. In other words, once I revealed it to you, now even a child could have it. So although the fear of heaven was difficult to realize, however, once Moshe Rabbeinu achieved a particular level of fear of heaven, it was now available, attainable to the nation at large. So once Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do it, now it became easy for everybody. Okay, that's it for tonight. I'll see you bleeding at it tomorrow night for another night of Daf Yomi.